Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us a little break. We have a very special show for you today. Oscar.
Chess.
Is in Beverly Hills, California. Rob Spirig.
Yeah.
He has returned from a saving a Georgia. And I, mon ami, did not go to France. I went to Quebec to hang out with the Quebecois.
May I ask you a question about Quebec?
Oui, oui, Rob Spiway.
Did you find it to be Varnais?
Very, very nice. They still smoke. And they have great food. And they like the maple syrup. I understand they have a giant carnival in the winter time. And they wear fur coats. And they trap beaver. Back in the day, that used to be the big commerce thing for the Quebecers. Beaver. That's right. I did not see any traditional beaver in Quebec. But I saw some modern beaver. That's right. I enjoyed a fabulous vacation for all of 48 hours in Quebec. Bonjour.
Hello.
Voice the toilet. La home.
That's the men's room.
Voice the toilet, le femme.
That's the bathroom for the ladies.
Merci. That means thank you. Excusez-moi.
That means I farted.
That doesn't mean that.
J'aime Quebec.
That means I love Quebec.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was nice. a wonderful time. I enjoyed that. We're doing a special show as we come back from our little 5-day break because we've still got Oscar Santana out in sunny, beautiful Los Angeles, and it's the crack of dawn out there. Oscar has gotten up super early to do the show, and will be winging his way back to Washington, D.C. This afternoon, and Rob Spiewak went down to Cake and Cookies Land, and we're going to hear all about we won't get to it all in one show.
No,
we'll certainly get to it, after a while, folks.
Quelle coincidence, Mike. I also went to a place where people do a lot of smoking, which is the South of the Border truck stop. And you know, they still sell so many ashtrays there. My kids said, what are these? Are these plates? I say, these are plates for Uncle Pony.
So you actually stopped? You actually stopped?
Mike, here's the sad thing. We stopped twice at South of the Border.
No.
Once
really?
By design, once because the fuel light came on. Once so we had to.
So you stopped going and coming.
Yeah, and when we stopped on the way down, that was by design. And we really thought, you know, Carrie and I like going to horrible places like that to sort of just soak it in. But I thought the kids would have some sort of excitement because, you know, Robert is 12. I thought he might be sort of, you know, into it. His immediate reaction was, Dad, this place is creepy. Because we got there right before lunchtime on a Wednesday, and it really looked like the set of a Scooby-Doo mystery. It was an abandoned amusement park.
And there are parts of it, that like the little reptile area there. I have told you this before.
Yes, you've been there.
You would think it would have been crappy, but it actually wasn't crappy. Then there are parts of it where there was one particular bathroom that Carla went into at one point that looked as though it was a murder scene.
Yeah.
And so you get the good and the bad at South of the Border. But, how can you ignore it with those billboards that you get for 500 miles?
You never saw such a place, Mike. But I believe you and Oscar will each be getting a postcard.
Well, thank you to everybody for allowing us our little break. And hey, everybody, speaking of vacations, here are the top 10 things that make a vacation disappointing. I want to see if anybody experienced any of this. I have my dinger and my buzzer, and I have it standing by. And let me turn that up just a little bit. Bad weather is number one. Did anybody experience any bad weather that affected the positivity of their vacations?
The ride down, yes. There was rain, and I hate driving in rain. Bad.
Okay, so that is true. Everything being too expensive. I will give you that.
True.
Yes,
that
always.
Is one for
ding,
me.
Ding.
I have found that restaurants and going out to eat is rapidly becoming something that is going away just based on simple stuff. When you start seeing even breakfasts that are charging, you know, $9.95, $12, yes. $13 for something, I think that's getting silly as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so did anybody experience, like, overpriced things going, wow, that sucks?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, very
100%.
Good. 100%. Number three, a bad travel partner. Did anyone experience a bad day?
No.
That is a no for Oscar. Rob Spiewak?
Is there an age limit? Can they be under the age of 18?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
in my
then
case,
yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I give you that too because mine were under the age of 18.
Sure.
There you go. Too much pressure to have fun. Did anybody experience too much pressure to have fun? Like, we're going somewhere, we've got to have a good time, and did that affect anybody?
No, we actually didn't because we lowered the bar on some of the stuff we did, and so it turned out very well.
Oscar,
a lot of pressure, Mike. A lot of pressure.
Do you have some pressure to have fun? And
yeah.
Okay, that's a yes for that. I will say that probably not for me. I have things I look forward to, but not a lot of pressure. So I'm going to say no on that one. Pick the wrong kind of resort. Did anybody go to a resort? I didn't go to a resort.
No.
Rob didn't go to a resort.
I did.
You went to a resort?
Yes.
You did. You went to your relative's house or something.
Yeah,
like
and to celebrate my brother-in-law's birthday, we went to Laguna Beach for a couple of days.
And it was a success?
Yes, RC, Mike, RC. Ritz-Carlton. You can't go
wrong. Oh, okay. That's not the wrong kind of resort in my book. All right. It's always great when bro pays. No, Oscar probably paid. You probably paid.
Are you kidding me? I'm on scholarship.
Okay, very good.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations.
Too many other tourists. Rob, you went to a tourist place, Savannah. I went to Quebec City. Oscar went to Laguna Beach. Did you have too many tourists where you were?
No, not a lot of crowding. It was a good time. Mike, only the smartest people go to Savannah in August.
Yeah, I guess you're not going to have a real...
No.
Oscar, overcrowding? Did that affect
too
you?
Too many tourists. They're everywhere.
Okay, so that's a yes for Oscar. Transportation issues? Anybody have any transportation issues?
No, sir.
No? None for you,
I had
Rob?
An issue with an Uber. That's about it.
That's pretty minor. Me, driving my own car, so that was...
yeah, that helps,
can't say
it?
Yes to that. Now, this is just listed. This is number 8. There are only 10 of them. A disappointing beach. I did not go to the beach.
Did you say beach or bitch?
A disappointing beach.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, disappointing beach.
Beach was great.
You went to the beach?
Well, I went. I visited my dad for a couple of days at the front part of the week, and the
so
beach
it was great.
Yes,
it was great. So,
wonderful,
Oscar. Any beach time for you?
I enjoyed the beach. It wasn't disappointing. Parts of it looked like Ocean City near Venice, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah. Then I didn't experience it, so that's a negative. Number 9: too many arguments with your significant other.
No, Carrie, I'm having more fun.
I don't know what happened.
Mike, is that
sort of
button jam there?
We have some sort of problem that's going on with the... I don't know what's going on.
You better fix
that.
Oh,
sorry. There we go. Number 10, bad views from the hotel. Did you have a nice bedroom at Katie's place down in Savannah?
Yeah, no hotel. All I had was a view of the dogs looking for lizards in the backyard, which was nice.
Okay. That's a nice view.
It was a nice view. Yes, I'll take it.
Oscar, your expensive resort, did you have a nice view?
Initially we had to switch rooms because the view wasn't good enough, but that's just, they took care of it,
Okay.
So we had an issue.
Was that the actual complaint? Hi, this is Mr. Santana and the view's not good enough?
No, the complaint wasn't from me. I'm on scholarship. I'll take what I can get.
I see.
My sister complained and she made things right.
That's very good. And for me, didn't really pay much attention to it because I love the French Canadians.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that. outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Last time my wife drove the car, she cracked it up too, went into a tree. Told me it wasn't her fault. She blew the horn. Well, the first time she drove the car, she hit a deer. It was in a zoo. Well, my wife isn't too smart, you know. One night she went out, some guy stole the car. I said to her, you see what he looked like? She told me she got the license plate number. I mean, she's not smart at all. I told her our kid is spoiled. She told me a lot of kids smell that way. Nah, she's not smart at all. You kid, what, the second time she got pregnant, she thought we had to get married again, you know? I mean, there's always something. My wife's father, he just moved in too, has electronic pacemaker. Every time he sneezes, the garage door opens. I mean, and today's been a terrible day. Got up this morning, picked up my shirt, a button fell off. A briefcase, the handle fell off. I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studios in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by HomeLight. Buying and selling a house, probably the biggest decision you'll make in your lifetime. A lot of them up here in Maine, and you know, you see them all the time. Some of them linger longer, and you wonder, what's going to do that? Well, I think getting the best realtor is probably the best thing to do to move your house if you need to sell it. It's also the best thing to do if you want to get a great deal when you're buying a house and you need HomeLight.com. HomeLight is the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. Whether buying or selling, you need HomeLight. HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads and is backed by Google. HomeLight agents are all top 5% producers and are proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale, plus they're honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the USA buy and sell their homes. Best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and for a limited time, you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website. Or call 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. I do want to say I meant what I said about the French-Canadian people because I am in love with the French-Canadians.
Who are you? I don't even know you anymore, French-Canadians. How dare you? Two of the things that are not high on my favorite list, Mike, and they're together. The French and the Canadians.
You, I know, took a trip to France one time with Don.
Yes,
I know you did that.
I've been to France twice.
And I will tell you that, well, I think one of my cousins put it best. This is the poor man's European vacation. I took two days.
Actually, you could be going to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg.
That's
even worse. That's even worse. If you want to visit the Flemish without leaving the state, you go to Williamsburg.
This is known as the most European city in North America, and it's absolutely true. It was fantastic. It did not smell offensive.
What makes a city European?
The architecture, the people, the foreign language being spoken on the street. Everything about this was absolutely the experience that I expected, which is great. When you get something that's the experience that you expected, it's a lot of fun. And you go over the border, and they say bonjour at the border. It was absolutely, it was a total immersion in another culture, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic. You know, I come by it honestly. My grandfather, on my mother's side, was born in Quebec.
Really?
So,
so you could never be president, Mike.
I could never be. Yes, I could, Senator Cruz.
My question for you, a geography lesson. Now, we know that Quebec is in Canada, and Canada is our neighbor to the north, our hostile neighbor to the north. Where is Quebec? Where does it line up with the United States?
Well, it's on the, you know, it's north of Maine, and it is on the St. Lawrence Seaway, which is the gateway to the Great Lakes. And, you know, you go around the tip of North America, and, you know, you actually come in the Seaway, and it's a shipping lane that is famous for years and years. Why are you giving me this geography?
I like when you talk about the tip and coming in the Seaway. Yeah. I think
it's the St. Lawrence Seaway. That's where it is. It's Quebec City. It's the, it's Quebec City, the capital of Quebec.
So it is close to the border.
It's not close to the border. The St. George would be closer to the border.
All right.
Quebec is further north of the border.
It's right along the St. Lawrence River.
The St. Lawrence River. That's it. Are you getting your...
Yeah.
Do you have
He's
your
looking in his phone. It is so clear.
Are you looking in your phone, Oscar?
No, right I've now, been to Quebec. I've been there.
Oh, you've been to Quebec.
Well.
What got you up to Quebec? I'm guessing
a girl.
It was a ninth grade trip, or maybe it was 11th. It was somewhere in high school. We went as a high school, foreign exchange group, and we were there for 2 weeks.
Were you the foreigner?
Yeah. Oscar's the foreign exchange whenever he's on a trip.
So true.
It was beautiful. I've got so much to tell you about, this involves my 2-year-old, and the only thing I will say in the place of the long explanation is that perhaps it will be a while before the O'Maras travel with a 2-year-old again.
Really?
Outside of the travel that's required to get me from one place to the next, vacation travel for pleasure.
Pleasure trip, Mike.
A pleasure trip will not, because it's not a pleasure trip anymore.
No.
He is a normal 2-year-old boy, and he is, I always say that he is a spider monkey, but this is what, in my experience, my limited 2-year-old boy experience, this is what I can tell you. What he wants to do. This is what he wants to do every day. He wants to be free. He doesn't want to be confined. He wants to grab, touch, throw, break everything that he possibly can, and he does not want to have straps around him, because if he does, that's prohibiting him from doing what he needs to do as a 2-year-old.
Right.
So he's into everything, and when you confine him in a car for over 3-4 hours, he's going to go bat-ass, and that's what he did. And then you throw in the fact that he's now at the age where I think traveling and going on the road and going somewhere different in a hotel room where mommy and daddy are in the bed right there in back of him, he got out of his pack and play at about 4:45 and did not go back to sleep. So it was difficult.
What if I offer you a word of encouragement that might spark your happiness?
Go right ahead.
Know this. When that child becomes 11 or 12, he'll be no more trouble to you in the car than a recycle bin. Because
that's
what I did with my children. I put them in the back seat. They said, is this iPad charged? I said, yes, it is. Talk to you in 3 hours. And they're gone. They are absolutely, except for the occasional laugh from Robert when he gets a joke from Toy Story.
Well, it is also probably, even for a 2-year-old, I can probably buy the little devices that you can slap on an iPad and put something on a screen. It's a shame that we have to do that, but that's what I probably will end up doing to get him to be a little distracted.
But it's going to get so much easier, Mike. They are really like almost not even in the car. It's amazing.
It was a little tedious, but it didn't take away from the the French. Yeah, the French are wonderful people. When we come back, I will tell you there's a food thing that I like about the Quebecers, and then I'll also tell you why they are better than we are, and I will also tell you, if you're coming from Quebec into the United States, there was a wonderful store, probably closer to the border than a lot of other places, in a town called Jackman, Maine.
Ooh.
What a wonderful first impression for America.
I bet.
We'll talk all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Carl Perkins.
Speaking of famous stars, this week's show, chock full. Donnie Simpson is on the show live. Angela Stribling is on the show live. And from Fox 5, your favorite and mine, Annie Yu, on the show live.
Could we pack more people in one show?
We could not. It's all on the Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe on iTunes and download our brand new app.
The Tony Perkins Show. For you to see.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Wasn't Annie Yu in a movie recently? Wasn't she in that
Pixels.
Horrible?
Pixels. No, it was a fine film.
What was it? What was it called?
Pixels. It's a great Kevin
Adam
James
Sandler?
Movie with Adam Sandler as well.
Yeah, really? Okay.
You know who else is in it?
I'm trying to remember what I read about.
Peter Dinklage is in it.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. All right. So I guess it's kind of like taking that Game of Thrones launching slingshot, and then you pull it back and let go, and as you let go, the rubber band breaks.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blinds.com. Can you believe it's August already? Oof. Here's the thing about August. You know this now because we're getting another one. Now the East Coast is in the middle of a terrible heat wave. It's either hotter than ever or it's hinting at the arrival of fall and cooler temperatures. Right now we're in a heat wave. Either way, Blinds.com is here to help you. Cellular shades, which I own from Blinds.com, have you covered in both extremes. Cellular shades have an insulating honeycomb core that keeps the outside temperatures outside, so whether it's too hot or too cold, you stay comfortable and your electric bill is lower. My honeycomb shades also are wonderful because they're lightweight, and they actually are very easy with a very large surface area to lift up and lift down, and they do a fine job with them. Blinds.com has been helping folks for over 25 years. They have incredible design consultants, great, nice people at Blinds.com. They have it all, including free color samples, free shipping, and prices that crush store prices. Super affordable and so easy to install. Even I could do it. If I could do it, you can. I swear to God.
Hey, man.
The sure fit guarantee. If you measure wrong, Blinds.com will remake your product free. Go to Blinds.com today and start enjoying your home and patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com, as seen in my Florida home, everybody.
Hey.
All right. So getting back to the whole Canadian experience. When they talk about it being the most European city in North America, it is. I haven't been to all of them, but I will tell you, pretty damn close.
Even it more so really than different. Herndon?
Even more so than Herndon?
Really?
Even more so than Dundalk. And
what?
I didn't think you could get any more European than
Dundalk.
Come on
down to the corner, and we're going to have espresso at the cafe and talk about soccer. That's the European scene in Dundalk.
Oh, my God. It was absolutely – it was really, really special because it was so different. And I didn't even study French in high school, so I had no French whatsoever. Didn't study it in college, didn't study it in high school at all. Did any of you guys study any French? I was always studying Spanish.
I took, 3 years total. And when the second time I went to France, it came back to me awfully quick. When you're forced to have to communicate, I know it's somewhere in my brain, but I took a little bit of French, yes.
Well, let me get out my app here. Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
I just studied French kissing.
You want to clear your throat before you said that? Are you having a muffin or something? That was like, all I heard was, I just study French kissing.
It sounded
that
like he might have been doing it while he said it.
All right. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this.
All right.
I'm going to try right now. I hope it works. If it doesn't, okay. Could you tell me where to park the car, please?
Ooh.
All right. Here we go. Hold on. Now it's going to load. All right.
Oh, it's an app.
Oh, I thought he was asking somebody.
Yeah, I thought it was he was talking to Carla.
Last I knew, you had
garer la voiture, s'il vous plaît. Où garer la voiture, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, you're saying that is actually where is the garage of the car, please. If you please.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Hold on just a second.
What's she wearing?
It's a lady. It's a lady. Now, this is not French Canadian.
French made outfit.
This is not French Canadian. All right, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to get it out of
the way. Oscar, when you went up to Quebec, and I always thought that was a radio station, but if you go to Quebec, do they speak exclusively French, or is there a mix? Do they do French and English up there?
The majority of people, if I recall correctly, were speaking French.
And the people in the service industries can speak French.
So if you go to a restaurant, they'll speak English as well, but the majority speak French.
Do they ever mix it up? I don't like it when, and I don't mean fight. I mean, do they ever mix up the two languages?
I don't think they. I didn't hear Spanglish while I was there.
Oh, what was that, Mike? You said something.
Où garer la voiture, s'il vous plaît?
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Où garer la voiture, s'il vous plaît?
Où garer la voiture, s'il vous plaît? And now I memorized that on the car ride into Quebec City. It was the first thing I said to the person at the counter. And later she said, most Americans do not have the accent. You had the perfect accent.
Oh, how nice. Yeah,
now,
good.
This is regular French, though. This is regular French. So
is Canadian French different?
French-Canadian is supposed to be a little bit different. They pronounce things. It's like having a Southern accent. I've been told having a Southern accent or or a Midwestern accent.
See, vous play, y'all.
That's the difference.
Did you break out your Bill O'Reilly after that?
Yeah. Listen, Ugarer la voiture, si vous play. Yeah, Oscar, that's the way you go. So I'm going back to it now. Hold on just a second, and I can't do it. I'm trying to figure it out.
You know, that's an odd first phrase to learn. Mm-hmm. I would think the phrase it would definitely have to include the bathroom.
Yeah.
Où est la salle de bain, s'il vous plaît? S'il vous plaît.
We always had donde está la bibliotheca.
Where are my car keys, please? Hold on just a second.
Now, why would a French person have your car keys?
De voitures, s'il vous plaît.
Why does Rob talk every time the French lady is going to talk?
Pourquoi nos robes parlent chaque fois que la dame française va parler?
I know the answer to that, Mike, because Rob hates the French.
Okay, very good. I love Quebec.
Oh.
All right, let me see.
Nice.
J'aime Québec.
J'aime Québec.
Oh, but see, actually, I like Quebec.
J'aime Quebec. So I used my translator, not as much as I should have, but I used it. I used it relatively often. And the way I would use it is I would listen to her, and then I would try to blast out the French to the people, and that didn't last all that long because it just it gets confusing. The only time that it really was embarrassing is late at night. I went by to get some nasal spray because I was having a little bit of a cold,
yes.
And I wanted to get my Zicam. They didn't have it. They had Dristan. Where is j'étais Dristan? Bonjour, mon Dieu, Dristan. There we are.
That's so old school, Dristan.
Well, sounds that's like what they like, had.
And now Ed McMahon for Dristan.
J'aime Dristan. And so I went in, and then I think I got some goodies for Mrs. O'Mara back at the hotel because we had a light supper, and then we had to take the baby out because the baby was a spider monkey and he was very difficult to manage. So I got some snacks. We had a snack attack. Oh, and by the way, I'd like to make the 1 pound down on the entire week of vacation.
Hey!
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Very, very. Mrs. O'Mara stood over me this morning in the wee hours of the morning, and she had me get on the scale waiting to chastise me, waiting to take the ruler and whack it across my ample backside. And I'm here to say, whoa, was she surprised when I was 1 pound down.
Attaboy.
No lashes for you.
No lashes. I was very, very fortunate. Now, of course, because I'm a fat man, I have to resist the urge to eat everything in my path today, thinking that I am invincible. I can't gain weight again.
You can't stop it. Can I ask you a question about your French app? I know that you are something of a talented mimic and a voice artist.
Thank you very much.
Did you ever, when you repeated what the French app told you to say, if they looked at you blankly, did you repeat it louder and with a more outrageous accent?
I would say, you are looking at me because you are a dumbass.
Oh, whoa.
Hold on just a
second. Think about that.
Now it's coming. Not working.
Incoming.
And we're not going to use that for the show anymore because Mike cannot handle it. All right, thank you very much.
But I can
taking
hear you.
Away your privileges.
I understand that, you know, and I've seen it before. When you can't communicate, you increase volume. Did that ever happen?
No. What happened was I was standing at my modus operandi in Quebec was to completely maintain radio silence, speak when spoken to, and then if I had to, if they asked, if somebody was confronting me or telling me I needed to do something, I would say I don't speak English. I don't know where I am. Most people in Quebec are bilingual, and they speak their language and our language, and it's impressive as all get out to me. It really is that people can grow up with two languages and do such a beautiful job with it. But at the grocery store, this man was, I was going through the express lane, and in Quebec, it's also a handicap lane. And apparently, if you're in front of somebody with a disability, you get out of their way. And he said something, excusez-moi, monsieur, like that. And I picked up on that rather quickly.
Right.
I moved out of his way, let him go through, and they had some sort of like quick, easy access for him. So he's able to get through in front of everybody that was in the 10 items or less lane. So that was cool. I was fine with that.
Did you have to use foreign money like loonies?
I have the foreign Quebec money. I had that, and I have loonies, and I have the, or whatever the paper money is with the queen on it and all that.
Hi. So
I
get to
the queen. Hi there. And I get to the checkout, and I've got everything. Got some chips. Got a little ice cream. We're having a little snack attack back at the hotel. I've got my drink. And as I sit there, it's kind of like Elvis, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I travel. Got my Phenomint gum. Got my cherry pie. No, it's
put socks on my sooties. Drank my butch and went to bed.
So I get up there, and she goes, "What?" And,
what?
And I look at her kind of dumbly. And she goes, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, merci, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I'm staring at her. And then she rolled her eyes and looked at me. And she said, do you need a bag? And I'm like, I said, no, I don't, bitch. No, I didn't say that. I was fine and got my bag. I said, Oui, merci. And she put the stuff in the bag, and I was off, and it was fantastic.
I've always thought it's sort of a...
I enjoyed the trip. The city is beautiful. One day...
I'm sorry, I was going to say, I always think it's sort of a dick move when they ask you something in English, obviously against their will, and then you reply, oui, like you understood in French all the time. Do you need a bag?
Well, sometimes I would actually understand what they were saying. Sometimes I would not. But it was fun. I like the fact that you have to kind of make your own way. And I like the fact that there's the native tongue up there. And it was the experience to me was part of the joy of going somewhere like this was the fact that they did speak another language. And there were some people that spoke English better than most. The service industry, restaurants, hotels, they're all speaking English. So it was not that big a deal. But it was a big enough deal where you kind of have to know your way a little bit because the signs are all in French. And it just was a beautiful city, a clean city, and a fit city. You know, Old Quebec City is basically vertical. They've got a hotel, this very expensive hotel called the Frontenac that's at the top of the hill. And you do a lot of walking and really just a lot of climbing, too. And that was special. But the people are incredibly fit. A lot of biking, a lot of walking. There's this, like, that looked like an 80-year-old woman climbing vertically up this stairway that I was coming down, and she had a cigarette in one hand, and she was just motoring up these steps, and I'm like, oh, the French, wee.
How is the? Are they kind? Are they polite? Because, you know, when you go into Paris, you get a lot of the same thing, but then you get sort of an overall rudeness.
The one thing that I had read prior to going to Quebec City was that if you make a slight attempt to understand their language and culture, they will consider that something pleasant.
Okay.
And they will be helpful. So I did that in restaurants and shops and things like that, and I found them to be accommodating, except for that one moment in the grocery store. But you see, most tourists probably wouldn't roll into a grocery store.
True.
And that's why I was just like, do you need a bag? Yes, I need a bag. I have several items here that I want a bag for. But the last thing I wanted to say about Quebec is on the way into Quebec, leaving Maine, going into Quebec, and probably the first big touristy kind of store they would see would be in Jackman, Maine. And in Jackman, Maine, I think there's probably a lot of hunting that goes on, and it's cold, and there are a lot of ATVs, and there are just a lot of campgrounds and campsites. And I thought to myself, you know, when I went into Quebec, I was impressed. I was impressed by the level of employment that is in that country because, you know, on a weekday, everybody's at it. Everybody seemed to be working their asses off. There's just a lot of busyness, a lot of repair work being done, a lot of buildings being built, houses being repaired, people on the street, jackhammers going. It's a very busy area. I thought the people were very, very fit. They seemed very, very cool. You know, it just seemed like really impressive people. There's nothing that freaked me out. If you're a Quebecer and you're coming over the border, even though, you know, being that close to the United States, you know, Canadians know about the U.S., but I would think when you walk into Jackman, Maine, and you go into their little whatever the gift shop was, they should probably call it the Ted Cruz gift shop.
Oh, I got an idea of what you mean now.
And when you see their T-shirt collection on the wall with, you know, to welcome, you know, anyone coming into this country that had never seen what we're all about, happiness is a warm gun, give me liberty or eat hot lead fascist. AK-47 rated E for everyone. All of these T-shirts that
did
I see on
really
this wall.
Did they really, Mike, have a T-shirt that related to fascism?
Oh, my God, yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, you see, that's...
I wrote them down. Bullets Make Me Happy was one of the other T-shirts that they had there. And I say, here are the French coming through. Now, look, Canadians have guns. They do. They're a hunting culture.
Mostly
maybe even more so than we are.
Muskets and blunderbusses, though. Don't they have them
right
up there?
There's the one that said, you know, honk if you've never seen a loaded gun fired from a moving Harley. It's like, welcome to America, everybody.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Bible, beer, bullets. Proud to be an American. And it just, I said to myself, you know, that's kind of, not that I want to be, you know, that's what I'm not going to be totally anti-American on
sure.
this, but I'm saying to have your first impression be this gift shop. I was just walking around and said, look, Carla, look at these goddamn T-shirts. Jesus, look at these. And they were all over the place, and they were all like, you know, gun control is hitting what you aim at. They all were kind of gun focused.
Sure.
A lot of targets. Oh, there was one that had a target, and on the target underneath it said, "This is my peace sign," and it's like, okay, yes, sirree. I just thought going the other way it might be a little bit weird, but I still bought me a fleece because it was a really cold.
Well, that's nice, and obviously you took care of your Christmas shopping for Chad.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I thought that was that. Good.
I got all those T-shirts. They're going right out to him, and you know, he can swim in his pool with them. That's what he's going to do. It'll be a lot of fun. We will take a break. I was not the only person that did some traveling. We'll check in with Oscar Santana out in Beverly Hills, California, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. She's kind of hot, though. Yeah, she's kind of hot. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know how much I love my Sleep Number bed? It lets me choose the comfort and support that is just right for me. I've never had a product, and I've talked about the Sleep Number bed for a very long time, but I've never had a product that has been this durable and this reliable and just delivers the goods. I remember that with my old mattress, I would be very frustrated because they have such a limited shelf life, and you have to turn them around and spin them around. And
yeah,
do all.
Flip them.
Sleep Number, they're durable. They're so incredibly durable. I love that, and Carla likes it as well. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ score, 93 again, consistently great. And now, Sleep Number is transforming bedtime for the whole family, introducing the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, the first bed that lets you know how your child is sleeping, and it's designed to adjust and grow with them. Your kid's sleep is important. Studies show that a well-rested kid feels more confident. They do better in school, in sports, in everything. With the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, you know the quality and quantity of your child's sleep, and you'll know what adjustments to make so they can sleep even better. It will tell you when your kids are asleep and when they're awake. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed does everything. For back to school, there's no better school supply than better sleep for your kids, and there's only one place you'll find the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, a Sleep Number store. And come in now. Bring your kids for a chance to win a $5,000 to $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids Bed. Tonight, bedtime, tomorrow, the world. Discover the Sleep IQ Kids Bed at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to yodel yo-hee-ho and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. So, yeah, we all traveled.
Yeah.
We're going to get to everybody. I mean, Rob went to Savannah down to Cake and Cookies Land down there with Katie Forbes, Von Herman, Sacco Vanzetti, and Oscar. Because he's coming back tomorrow, we'll start with you because you are in Los Angeles, in La La Land, as we speak. And you started this whole thing back like in June. You were planning this trip. So how have you found the left coast on this particular journey?
Absolutely phenomenal, Mike. The weather's great. They call it heat wave, high of 91. I call it perfect weather. When you've got a pool outside, right outside your French doors, and you can swim in your sister's pool for all her hard work her and her husband have done in their life, God bless them.
And how is the fam? How's the fam doing out there?
Fam is great. The kids are just this age from 2 to 8. They're just little adults.
Luca is so much fun to see them. Luca is
so
8 now.
Fun. Luca's 8. No, he's 9 now. And Sophia's 5.
Wow! Yeah. Wow!
Yeah.
Did anything miserable happen? Because that's all I'm ever interested in.
I went from Bel Air, Beverly Hills area to.
You got to get some music for the Bel Air.
I went to Burbank.
Oh, you went to Burbank, did you?
I went to Burbank for a meeting, and that cost me $100 on the way there. And on the way back, it cost me $22. And I said, well, this is strange. We went the same distance. What happened?
So, all right, let's go over this one more time. So going out to Burbank was how much?
$98.
And then coming back was $22.
$22.
And you used the fabulous Uber site, correct?
Yes, and it wasn't on surge pricing. So I did some Santana math, and I realized that the gentleman who initially took me out there took me the long way.
Now, said, is surge pricing... Is that pricing that's made by a guy who works in fashion design?
No. Serge from Quebec.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, surge sure. pricing is when there's so much demand that their prices go up one times, two times, three times.
Oh, it's Mike, it's supply and demand. That's what surge pricing is. Mm.
Yeah. Surge pricing. So they do the same thing a regular cab would do. I mean, I've really never Ubered, you know? I mean, you know,
yeah,
not a lot of
deal.
Call for that up here.
The beautiful part about this is when you complain, they let you know what. So what I basically got back to my sister's house, and they said, well, that was so much cheaper than the first way. So let me figure out the map. So I mapped it out, and I realized that the initial way the gentleman took me was the long way. And I rode into Uber. I took screenshots of both my receipts and you know, my location. And they sent me a refund for the initial $98 trip.
Did they really?
Oh, my God. Really? Wow.
Yes. Now, the trick is to take the time to write the email and send the screenshots. Who wants to do that? But
right.
It was well worth it for $100.
Yeah, I guess
that is,
so.
I mean, if you had, but you know, you had your receipts, you took a screenshot and you did it that way. But that's pretty surprising. Now, do you think that the guy that took you out initially was doing this out of ignorance? There are no positives out of it. Was it out of ignorance or was he trying to bake you?
I think the fact that someone picks you up in this neighborhood, they just know, they think you're not going to notice. And
yeah.
They didn't realize that I'm just visiting. So I noticed.
So yeah. That'll come out of his pocket, right? They'll hit him for that, right?
Yeah, they'll hit him for his part, his portion, and they won't take their portion. So I
could
thought
you
that
tell
was...
Us, could you tell us a little bit more about the driver on the way out?
Yeah.
Well, he was name dropping a little bit. He said that celebrities usually hire him. Like they'll be in his car in his Uber. He was actually, it was a lot of fun. It was a fun ride. It wasn't worth $98 type of ride.
Well,
but
it
was a fun ride out there.
Oscar, now that you look in retrospect, he's obviously distracting you. He sees that you're in a rich neighborhood. He figured out you're from out of town. And so he's thinking, I know you want to get to Burbank, but have you ever been all the way up Mulholland into the valley? How would you like to see the Hollywood sign? And you know what's not far away? San Francisco. So let's go ahead and take a peek and really make the ride worthwhile.
How much, what kind of car was he driving?
Just, you know, those black new Suburbans that are out there. The car was what you would expect. I ordered a regular car and he showed up because sometimes when you order a black car, you order an Uber X, anybody can pick that up. So if you're,
I love
you just
the whole
ride,
Uber thing. I'm so new to this Uber thing. So
you can
when
request
you say
a
you,
color?
So ideally there's different tiers. Uber X is a four-door sedan that'll pick you up. Anybody that's in Uber can, as long as you have a car that's over the year, that's at least a late model sedan, you can drive an Uber X. So that could be any type of sedan, a Camry, an Avalon, anything like that.
Okay. So an Uber X is a slightly upgraded car. Otherwise, you might get like Rofo's car. They
yes.
Pick you up in there, right?
Yes. So
okay. Are there any Ubers at all? Even if you get like a stock starter level Uber without the X, do you ever get the kind of car where you have to pull a switch and lean the front seat forward so you can get in the back?
No, nothing like that.
So
nothing.
Uber always has four doors. Okay.
So then you can choose an Uber black car, which is usually a black sedan, and then you can choose an Uber SUV, which is, you know, a black SUV, a black or white SUV. And then what they have here in New York or L.A., which I looked at just for, you know, the experience of, but I didn't pull the trigger. It was way too expensive, is Uber Lux. And Uber Lux, and because it's just available in Los Angeles and New York.
That's the one where you get the right?
Hey. No.
And by the way, you know what? Thanks for the tip, Mike.
Just the tip.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Uber Lux is either a Tesla or a Mercedes S-Class that picks you up.
That's pretty cool.
But
that's
a Tesla has no back seat, so you have to sit in the front, right?
You have no idea about cars. It's
different
a four-door
model.
Car. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you sit in the back seat. I'd still take, even with the Tesla, though, it would be roomier if you sat in the Mercedes S-Class. That's that's a limo in the back, just like a 750 Beamer is when you sit in the back of that.
That's the other option for Lux. I did not include that one, the 750.
How much
Beamer.
More, or if I've got a $50 cab ride, all things being equal, in your basic Uber, how much is the how much is going to cost me to ride in back of the S-Class?
Okay, the S-Class, so I'll give you a comparison, because you can estimate your fare. So when I got to LAX, the estimated fare from LAX to my sister's in an Uber X was about $50. So you got a cab there, right?
All right.
For an Uber black car, it was $72. For an Uber Lux, it was $110.
So they make it double, pretty much double, a little more than double, like it would be for, you know, it's the same price you would probably pay for a limo out to your sister's place, right?
Yeah, that would make sense. Absolutely. Yeah. I just had never seen the Lux option. So I was like, ooh, what's this?
How tempted were you? How tempted were you to go for it?
I attempted enough to actually estimate the fare. I was in the app.
It would be totally predicated with me on how many drinks I'd had on the plane.
Sure. Yeah.
Shoot the moon. Uber Lux. I want the Lux right now. You picked me up in Mercedes S-Class. I wanted the Tesla.
If Mike
you
had enough.
Are gorgeous. And I'd be speaking to a man.
If you had enough Bloody Marys, you would get a Lux and an Uber X to follow you, just in case.
Yeah, with my own paparazzi in the back, you know? I'm somewhat of a big deal in Maine. But anyway, all right, so you got out there, and well, that's pretty cool, I think, for anybody that might be wanting to use Uber in the city of Los Angeles, where, correct me if I'm wrong, the very first person I ever heard who used the word Uber was Patton Oswalt, when he said, if you can't send me a car, it's okay, I can Uber over to you guys. And I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. But it's pretty good for that company that you were able to get a refund when the guy tried to bone you.
Within 24 hours is phenomenal.
That's pretty cool.
How did they handle it? Cool. Did they send you, did they like PayPal the money to you? Because that's the modern way to do it?
They said your account will be credited, and here's an extra $10 that's on top of it. So I'll have $10 already on my account for the next time I Uber.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's neat. And great to be out there. Did you get a good long vacay with your family and see them and all that?
Family is everything, Mike. But when you get to see Owen Wilson lock eyes with you, that's even better.
Oh, celebrity alert, ladies and gentlemen.
That.
Celebrity alert. Oh, my God. Well, I know you wouldn't be all family. I knew you couldn't do that. So did you take your lovely lady out? You took your lovely lady out there with you, right?
Well, we went out for my sister-in-law was in town as well. So we went out for her birthday after we got back in town from Laguna Beach on Thursday. So we went out and had dinner. That's where you saw that picture on my Facebook page. Maybe when it was Thursday or Wednesday night, which one of the two. We went out.
It was Wednesday night. I think it was Wednesday night.
And we went to the place called Katsuya, which is, you know, just fancy from its name, I imagine. And I got the chance to lock eyes with Matt Leinart, which is a washed out quarterback from USC. And
God, he was a major failure in the NFL, right?
Yeah, but he still looks good. Tall drink of water.
Now, was he your waiter or was he doing another table?
No, he was there for some meeting with a bunch of guys that were all over him. You know how that goes.
Sure.
So tell me, how did you bump into Owen Wilson? I'm very curious about this.
So that's the sad part. I didn't lock eyes with him. Shannon locked eyes with him.
Sure.
Oh! Sure. Yeah, she's a pretty cool-looking girl. Wow, honestly. I saw there was a clip from Owen Wilson over the weekend that he says, they did a compilation of all the things he repeats. One of them is honestly.
Yes.
Honestly, you're a really cute girl. What are you doing with that guy with the beard? Hey, how you doing?
You know, they actually have a lot in common. I think Owen Wilson does nose yoga.
Nose yoga? Yeah, I can get my nose in a variety of positions. So how did that go down? Tell me all about it, Austin.
So so there's another celebrity sighting that's still to be debated, but regardless. So the Owen Wilson deal went down in Malibu because my sister and my sister-in-law and Shannon all went to get their hair done, and then they had a lunch at, you know, some cafe in Malibu. And my girlfriend gets excited for a few things. Like she shows emotion here or there. We joke sometimes that she's dead inside, but the text
Yeah, she is not an overly emotional person. And she doesn't show a lot of excitement.
But keep in mind, Mike, that's just a joke.
I've had nice conversation. Now that you bring that up, I think of all my conversations I've had with Shannon, and she's super, super nice and sweet and kind. But as far as like, oh wow, you know, she does not jump up and down a lot.
No,
right?
She doesn't. Except when she locks eyes with Owen Wilson and tells you about it 10 times.
So it was her celebrity sighting. That's pretty cool.
It was, and I sat there, and I like to celebrate other people's good, like just their happiness and their luck and their experiences. Except for when she keeps telling me about Owen Wilson and how great he looked. And I said, well, look, I'm here slaying the dragon playing with the kids. You're getting your hair done and meeting celebrities. Must be nice.
Now, granted, you saw Owen Wilson. He is a star, but he's not a dazzlingly good-looking star. Did you think he was good-looking?
But it's all about setting.
He didn't see him. Malibu, his wife, is Shannon, saw him. Oscar didn't see him.
Oh, okay. I thought he saw him at the restaurant with Matt Leinart.
No, different restaurant.
A different restaurant, of course. Restaurant.
And by the way, how did you know how to spot Matt Leinart? I mean, my God.
He was wearing a jersey, Mike.
How did you know it was him? Did somebody tell you?
No, well, when he played for the Arizona Cardinals, and when we were in, when I did radio in Phoenix, he was the heir apparent, right?
Okay, so that's how you knew him. All right, I understand.
Yeah, we see him out and about, you'd be like, wow, Matt Leinart's here. He's an NFL quarterback out of USC. Because when he was at USC, that's all Los Angeles has, right? That's a pro team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was pretty exactly. A big deal then. So I saw him, and then we saw a pink Bentley with a matte pink Bentley that I still, to this day, swear was Kylie Jenner, but everyone else says it wasn't. But it was. She was coming out of In-N-Out. She probably had a bunch of burgers in her passenger seat, and she was pulling right out.
You wanted it so bad to be, you wanted it to be a Kardashian so
Everybody
badly.
Looks famous. Everybody looks famous here.
You love it out there, don't you? You love it. You love the LA lifestyle.
Can't wait to move out here.
That's fantastic.
Does your sister know that? Because you better ready a bedroom.
I was just joking. I said, what if I like threw you $1,000 a month and lived in your guest bedroom? And she started laughing. She goes, $1,000? And I said, you're right. That's way too much.
Start the negotiation, baby. No problem with that whatsoever. And you're on a plane, this afternoon, tonight? Red Eye, what are you doing?
I'm leaving here with our slight delay. My wonderful soulless girlfriend is packing the bags. And as soon as I'm done, I take the zip, throw my backpack, and run out the door.
Oh, cool. Oh,
fantastic. Good. The brand new updated zip. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. RobinJoeShow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Business owners, do you know that summer is the best time to hire the best people? With your competitors on vacation, now is the time to find quality candidates. But to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. And when you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with the dozens of different job sites until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to over 100 job sites with one single click, and you'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Actual client testimonials call ZipRecruiter effective, essential, and second to none. Plus, it is the best way to weed out the duds from the studs. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. It works. Shouldn't you give it a try? You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free. Here it is again. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
News.
Okay, this is going pretty viral, so I wanted to start the news with this today. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison. Have you heard about this dude?
No.
He recently stripped his kids of some participation trophies they brought home because he doesn't want them to be rewarded for nothing. He posted a photo on Instagram over the weekend and ranted, quote, "While I'm very proud of my boys for everything they do and will encourage them until the day I die, these trophies will not be given back until they earn a real trophy." Now, I was fine with this story up until the ages of his kids.
Okay.
Here it is. For what it's worth, his sons are 8 and 6 years old.
Hmm.
But at the same time, when you hear everything in life, this is his quote, "Everything in life should be earned, and I'm not about to raise two boys to be men by making them believe that they are entitled to something just because they tried their best. Sometimes your best is not enough, and that should drive you to want to do better. Not cry and whine until somebody gives you something to shut you up and keep you happy." For what it's worth, again, those sons are 8 and 6. The trophies were some kind of student athlete award for being, quote, best of the batch. So I think we've maybe covered this a little bit on the Mike O'Mara show, but it's interesting, his take on that. You're shaking your head, Rob.
Yeah, you know, I'm in agreement that not everyone should get a trophy all the time for everything. However, these kids are 6 and 8. And you know what? Not everyone is the son of a pro athlete, so maybe this is an outstanding situation. But I would think, and I think back to when Robert was 6, if he was in some organized sport, and, you know, you're 6. You don't know exactly where you're headed yet. A little bit of a pat on the back via a trophy at the end of the season might be what gets you to keep at it.
And I think you can get it. I think you well, here's the issue I have with
okay.
it. I think you can reward kids for participation without necessarily making it look like what the champion would get, what the winner would get.
You I know agree.
What
I mean? How about a ribbon?
A
certificate.
Ribbon. Right. Or a beer. You know, as far as I'm concerned, a beer might work.
A very light beer, Mike. Come on.
A light beer.
They're 6 years old.
That 55 thing. You know? Anyway.
A sip of your coach's beer.
The NWA movie, straight out of Compton, went straight to number one at the box office, opening with $56.1 million. It's the best opening ever for a biographical music flick, jumping past the $22.3 million made by the Johnny Cash movie Walk the Line. Eminem's 8 Mile opened with a $51.2 million in 2002, but technically that was a semi-autobiographical movie. Speaking of Compton, as you probably know, Ice Cube's son O'Shea Jackson Jr. played his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre's son Curtis Young tried out to play his dad, but he didn't get the part. Just thought I'd share that.
He missed out. Did he get a certificate?
I don't know. For just participating.
For doing his best.
That's good stuff. LeBron James has partnered with the University of Akron in Ohio to provide guaranteed 4-year scholarships to the school for the kids in LeBron's I Promise program. I have been very, very outspoken criticizing LeBron James. And now I'm here to say that people can do good stuff and should be acknowledged for it. And I'm acknowledging LeBron for doing this. I liked it when he came back to Cleveland. As many as 2,300 kids could get to go to school for free with this. And I think that deserves mention.
Wow, good for him.
They're still hashing out the exact criteria, but the kids will have to graduate from Akron Public Schools, achieve certain attendance and academic requirements, and do community service. The scholarships are worth roughly $9,500 per year per student. If 2,300 kids get these scholarships and go to school all 4 years, that's $87.4 million. But that doesn't all come out of LeBron's pocket, at least not all of it. They'll use some of the school will use some of their own scholarship money. But the program doesn't kick in for 5 years, so they have all that time to raise the money. Hey, that's just a positive anyway.
That's good for him.
Whether you like LeBron or not,
great for him and great for the kids.
Still wish Cleveland had won instead of Golden State. Moving right along, for the Trump lovers out there, this is from the exclusive interview with our friend Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press. Trump was asked where he gets his foreign policy advice, and he said, from watching the shows.
Did he get specific as to which show?
He talked about, I think, the news shows where these guys are. Bottom line is, yes, the man with the hair who wants to be your president bases his foreign policy on watching television. What could be possibly go wrong? I don't mind somebody watching a TV interview with a general that's on CNN or something like that, but still, if you're going to be the leader of the free world, you might want to get somebody in your inner circle that is giving you the proper advice. That's just
some
more
of the
Trump
shows, Mike. I'm looking at it here. The shows that he watches are Walking Dead. He also watches America's Got Talent and Sesame Street. So that'll be fun.
and I'm addicted to the X-Files. Thank you very much. Yes, siree.
18-year-old Sam Ray was in his parents' garage working on his truck last month in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I always get hung up on the pronunciation of Murfreesboro.
Yeah, it's M-U-R-F-R-E-E.
R-E-E, that's right. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, outside Nashville, and while he was under the truck, the jack gave out.
Oh, my God.
Truck landed a square on top of him. Oof. It had him pinned so he couldn't move his arms, and one of them was getting burned because it was pinned under a hot exhaust pipe.
Ow.
That is not fun. He started yelling for help, but he knew that nobody could hear him because he was home alone. Luckily, his iPhone was in his back pocket, and the weight of the truck on top of him activated Siri.
Hey!
I kid you not. Now, Sam says he's never really used Siri before, has anybody? And he thought it was kind of stupid, but in this case, he realized she might be able to save his life. I like it when they do the story like she's a real person.
Yes.
So he told her to call 911, and Siri did it. Then he gave his address to the dispatcher, and rescue workers were able to lift the truck off of him, all because he mashed down on his phone and it got Siri.
Wow.
He ended up with 4 broken ribs, a bruised kidney, and burns to his arm, but he should make a full recovery. And he says he is definitely a fan of Siri now. So with all the crap that Siri takes in this world, isn't it nice that Siri gets a little prop there? That's good. And now a little something. Yes, Rob, you were going
to
say something.
Yeah,
yes.
I tried to ask Siri to call 911. She says, I have found 6 gas stations. 2 of them are near you. So it just doesn't work. Yeah.
That's Siri. I've never used it, I swear to God. 33-year-old Christina Lamoureux of my other home state, Wildwood, Florida, she crashed her car outside of her apartment last week, then drove away from the scene. There were a few witnesses, though, and they pointed the cops right to her. When they got to her apartment, she said the crash wasn't her fault. She blamed it on her dog. She didn't explain how her dog was responsible, but she did tell the cops to arrest the dog.
Arrest the dog, Mike.
I'd do it. They decided not to, and since Christina smelled like alcohol and failed a bunch of sobriety tests, they arrested her instead. She has been charged with drunk driving, resisting arrest, and leaving the scene of an accident. When asked for comment, the dog simply said, "It's another great day in Florida." Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Steve Jobs.
And this is Bill Gates.
And if you want to be a multi-billionaire, you got to listen to Tech 411.
Yeah, that's because we give you all our secrets and we don't hold back at all.
And we're at the intersection of what?
Technology and entertainment, people. And it's not just all tech. We're having a good time over here and we're going to make you laugh. Listen to show number 49. Well, look, we got 1 out of 50 shows that was really funny.
Yes.
And you should listen to that one.
So at least there's something.
There's one good show.
You can find us at MikeO'MaraShow.com or iTunes. Again, it's called the Tech 411 Show with Bill Gates
and Steve Jobs.
Ciao, ciao.
Later.
More broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I think, Mike, that's a brand new promo. And I want to thank them for, you know, when they mess up, they go back and retake it. That's the good thing. Nothing retakes. Less than perfection. Retakes. It's all about retakes.
Oh, God. You guys crack me up with those promos. Keep them coming. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now available. It's Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors. It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words. The entire book and then some. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
One of my favorite things we did is a round table where we discussed our least favorite radio appearances we ever did. This is mine. My worst appearance ever was 3 consecutive Saturdays washing people's windshields at a gas station. It was never promoted as, "Hey, look, it's Rob from the Don and Mike Show washing your windows." I was just washing windows. That's it.
Like a homeless man, a squeegee boy.
I think it was a lateral promotion to go from disc jockey to washing windows.
It's great in the car, at home, on the beach, all summer long. Download the Fun. If you haven't gotten it, people are raving about it. They're having a lot of fun with this. The Fun is the best thing to have. Only $6.99 and now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love what you hear. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak today for Monday, August 17, 2015. Take it away, Rob.
We all traveled on vacation, but none of us went to China. And and perhaps that's good. Did you see the explosions in Tianjin?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one. CNN put this up over the weekend. This was over a half mile away on about the 31st floor of an apartment building. To hear it from that distance, keep in mind how far away this is, you get an idea of what happened here, the power that happened here. It was apparently a chemical plant, mm-hmm. and they still don't know exactly what happened. But
and they're worried about that. They're worried about like the rain coming
of
and
course.
Releasing more toxic stuff. And because it's China, nobody knows what these. I said it like Trump. Because
China.
It's China, China. Nobody knows whether they're going to kill more people. Yeah, so
they
yeah,
say
ahead.
The entire port city right now smells like chemicals. So that's got to be great. But listen to these explosions.
That's no way. No, baby.
Oh,
no.
Are we dangerous here?
Yeah, we're dangerous. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Are you filming?
Yes, I'm filming.
It's horrifying to see. It's just so scary.
For me, though, it's a study in people video.
Yeah. Oh,
uh-huh. We always talk about the actuality, the little cell phone cameras, and you see people react, and they've just got a jabber jaw the whole time.
Are you filming?
And then they finally get so scared that they how petrified they are because they shut the hell up for mm-hmm. a second.
That third explosion, that's when they got real to them.
Yep, when they clammed up and just get me out of the building. Terrifying video.
I love Bryan Cranston. I think everyone does. I mean, even dating back before Breaking Bad, he was great on Seinfeld. He was great in Malcolm in the Middle. They asked him about Donald Trump, and he has an answer that I think actually is a pretty good one. He doesn't hate him. But here's why.
I actually like his candor. You're an idiot. I'm a winner. You're a loser. There's something so refreshing about shaking up that world that is all about being handled. And here comes this loose cannon who has terrible ideas and would be a horrible president. But there's something great about his I don't give a attitude that really kind of keeps others honest. And I think it's a surprise benefit to the country. I hope he stays in for a long, long time and just collapses that whole tent of his.
And there you go. That's his opinion. I think it's pretty valid.
I think it's a brilliant assessment of Trump. And I got news for you. The longer Trump stays on the scene, I don't think he's going away.
No.
I think he's going to linger longer. And it was interesting. I thought the Chuck Todd interview was pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love the people that shared with me the fact that they've analyzed his speeches and he has the vocabulary of a third grader.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun, too.
But, Mike, a very bright third grader.
Let's not get happy.
Okay. I would be remiss if I didn't mention briefly that yesterday was the 38th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley, and Elvis wanted to say thank you.
Hi, this is Elvis Presley. I sure appreciate your listening to Marcy. Victor Records, and I'd like to thank all the disc jockeys for playing them.
You're welcome. Let's talk scary movies. Mike, some of the greatest scary music ever written, like you take music from The X-Files, Halloween, The Exorcist. If you convert the melody into a major key, it stops being quite so scary. And it's hard to sort of explain what that is, but it's easy if you hear it. I want you to hear The X-Files, Halloween, and The Exorcist transposed to a major key. Somehow not as scary anymore. This is the Happy X-Files, Mike.
Wow.
Soothing.
Yes, very nice. We're going on a journey.
It sounds like what my kid listens to.
Now here's Halloween in major.
A little less easy to make that not sound sinister.
This is like Rocky or something.
It sounds actually more like a dramatic
driving,
sports thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But it's still prettier.
Yeah, it's prettier. It's much prettier. It's like you're seeing a vista of a national park. That's what you're looking at there.
And now The Exorcist, Mike. This is Baby Regan. Actually, you know what this sounds like? An 80s sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the theme to It's Regan.
Almost popped that on the other night.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
To get the kid to be quiet?
I'm going to put it on again. Shut up.
Anyway, that's what they sound like. Now, and while we're talking scary movies, have you ever heard of a water phone?
No.
A water phone is a musical instrument that is essentially a metal plate with a bunch of small metal poles coming up from it, all of different heights. And when they mic it, it has become the go-to instrument for scary movie soundtracks. And if you hit them, it makes one kind of tone. If you play them with a violin bow, it makes another kind of tone. This is the water phone. You will recognize it. This is hitting it. That's the bow.
Very cool.
But it sounds like, I think they use it in Saw.
Hi, everybody. I'm coming to your house.
Oh, no.
Hello, Tina.
Oh.
You might be wondering why you're chained to this wall. Yeah. Thank you.
That's the water phone. I never knew what it was because I always thought, you know, it was something like the theremin that they used to use that was like electronic, but it's actually metal on metal.
I used to say that when I was in the men's room, you know, and I was talking to somebody at home. I'm using the water phone right now.
The water phone, Mike. That's a collect call.
Right.
You said a couple weeks ago, it seems like the Foo Fighters can't make a wrong turn. They're just doing so many smart things right now and
Dave
looking
Grohl
so
is
good.
Making a lot of right moves, absolutely.
They did another one, I believe it was this weekend. They wanted to sing the Rush song Tom Sawyer, and they were going to cover Tom Sawyer, and Dave Grohl said, does anyone in the audience know the words to Tom Sawyer? They bring up a guy only known as Brian. Foo Fighters play the song. Brian sings it, and he kills it. A guy from the audience playing for the Foo Fighters. Here's a great part.
Tough to really do a full analysis with this audio, but yeah, pretty good.
And you know what? I mean, just that's so cool. You don't see any other bands doing stuff like that.
I'm such a cynic, I think it's a plant.
You do?
Yeah. That's just hard to duplicate Geddy Lee.
Anyway, good on you, Foo Fighters. And let us close. Are you familiar with baseball announcer Gary Thorne, Mike?
I actually chatted with Gary Thorne in upstate New York at one point.
No kidding.
Right around Buffalo. Yeah, talked to Gary Thorne. Used to do the, he does the Orioles.
He does the Orioles. And what he meant to say is the name Albert Pujols. I want to make sure I say it right.
Pujols.
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, actually, one of the funniest moments I had with Kirk McEwen when we were doing that morning show was when we had stories. There was some running thing about Albert Pujols. And either one of us, I don't remember, like when you do a two-man show, somebody said, I like Pujols, and it was hilarity ensued.
What's not to
that.
Like, Mike? Well, poor Gary Thorne, announcer for the Orioles, meant to say that Albert had been retired, but this is what he said.
Going down to third base, nice play, Machado. He'll make the throw over. Pujols is retarded.
So, management regrets the error. Welcome back, everybody. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday.
I'm Dave. Anyway, welcome back. I'm sorry. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak in Washington and Oscar Santana in Beverly Hills, this is Mike O'Mara in the great state of Maine, inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Whoa, wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.